It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 4th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is solecism, spelled S-O-L-E-C-I-S-M. Solecism is a noun that means an ungrammatical combination of words in a sentence, also a minor blunder in speech. It can also mean something deviating from the proper, normal, or accepted order. Solecism also means a breach of etiquette or decorum. Here's the word used in a sentence from Burning Daylight by Jack London. He even took private instruction in English and succeeded in eliminating his worst faults, though in moments of excitement he was prone to lapse into you all, node, sure, and similar solecisms. He learned to eat and dress and generally comport himself after the manner of civilized man, but through it all he remained himself. The city of Soloy, spelled S-O-L-O-I, had a reputation for bad grammar. Located in Cilicia, an ancient coastal nation in Asia Minor, it was populated by Athenian colonists called Soloikos, literally meaning an inhabitant of Soloy. According to historians, the colonists of Soloy allowed their native Athenian Greek to be corrupted and started using words incorrectly. As a result, Soloikos gained a new meaning, speaking incorrectly. The Greeks used that sense as the basis of the word soloikismos, meaning an ungrammatical combination of words. That root, in turn, gave rise to the Latin word soloikismus, the direct ancestor of the English word solecism. Nowadays, solecism can refer to social blunders as well as sloppy syntax. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.